listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. Scott Morrison has this morning explained why he was sworn into the likes of health, finance and resources portfolios when he was in the top job. The former PM says the decision was made during unprecedented times of the pandemic and it was an oversight not to tell every cabinet colleague affected. Nationals leader David Littleproud has told us it's pretty ordinary he wasn't told.
No, and this is the disappointing thing. If you work in a cabinet process, you should trust the cabinet process and trust your cabinet colleagues to appreciate and understand what's going on, and I would have thought that the former Prime Minister would have taken us into his confidence, and I think it's pretty ordinary he didn't.
The federal government has sought legal advice. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus has told us Canberra is waiting on more info before they decide on a way forward.
I haven't seen anything like this where someone is secretly appointed as a minister. A Prime Minister is secretly appointed as a minister and holds that office for many, many months. It seems that Mr. Morrison went on holding various ministerial portfolios right through to the change of government.
Meantime, Asset Energy will lobby for a decision made by Mr. Morrison to refuse an offshore gas project off New South Wales, known as PEP 11, to be overturned. The company taking it to the federal court. Afterward, he was granted powers by the Governor-General to overrule the then Resources Minister. A warning, you may find this next story distressing. Tragic news out of Adelaide this morning where a mother has been arrested for allegedly stabbing her two children. Police allege the woman was driving on a motorway last night when the 35-year-old pulled over, got the kids out and the incident unfolded. Members of the public stopped, went to help and restrained her until authorities arrived. Well, the kids are in stable conditions in hospital. The Sunshine State has been warned more flooding could be on the way. The Weather Bureau is forecasting a wet spring and summer for Queensland. It could see conditions similar to those during the La Nina event, which claimed lives and destroyed homes in February. And if you rent, this may or may not come as a surprise. A report has found cold temps in rental properties across New South Wales, Victoria, the ACT and Tassie drop below the safe level of 18 degrees more than 80% of the time. While some homes in New South Wales were also damper than recommended by the World Health Organization, with humidity above 70% promoting mold growth.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.